Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of News to Reviews. Normally your place to be for gaming news stories and your place to be for impressions on the latest games, but not this week, no. I'm fortunate enough to be invited to guest on this regular guest on this podcast wedding, Matt, aka Harley Instagram. I'm very much looking forward to that this weekend, as we're recording this on the Wednesday before that. And yeah, as you could hear, we have our bonus music from the very talented Sammy D to say that this is a bonus episode, and I'm going to be doing it with these bonus guests and co-hosts. Oh yes, taking the journey with us is, first off, we have Aaron back again. Aaron, how's it going?
Oh yeah, he is back. I love being here. I love talking games, and I love schooling your listeners into what's real, Zach.
Oh, ooh, yes, I'm so
get 'em
keen to get into this one. This is just going to be gushing over games that we love truly. And speaking of things that I love truly, we also have my housemate and one half of the podcast. What do you think about this? We have Anthony. What's cracking, Roomie?
Not much. Yeah, it's good to be back. Good to be on another. I think I called us the Triforce of Power or something. Like, yeah, the three of us doing our bonus episodes together. It seems to be a trend, a pattern that I'm sure the people love. Mm-hmm. And I've been missing for a few episodes, so I'm sure there was rioting in the streets. It's like, when Anthony's not on the podcast, people should be asking, where's Anthony?
So how do we split that Triforce? You got power, wisdom, and courage. So which one are we? I'm going with courage, I think, to hop on this
potty. Wisdom. Yeah. Wisdom. You? Yeah.
Zach's the power.
I have powerful stupidity. I don't know. Does that count as power? That's there we go. Glad to know that we're the Triforce. If I'm ever single again, ooh, I'll be able to use that to help entice women to date me. Who doesn't want a lad who's in a Triforce? Very cool. Very cool. But you know what's very cool, gentlemen? Video games that we love. And look, I haven't mentioned it yet, but this is an episode about our favorite video game years. And you'll probably know from the title of the episode anyway. So we're going to be doing things a little bit differently to how we do our episodes of News to Reviews. I'm a little bit terrified because we're going to be doing a little bit of audience participation, so please please participate, people. I'm so scared that no one's gonna help out at all.
I'm gonna have to get my mom, my dad.
Yeah. The onus is on you.
Tell everyone you know. So what I want to do, Each of us here, me, Aaron, and Anthony, are going to be pitching our favorite video game year. So our year that we thought had the best video games in the year and video games that we revere the most. We don't know what each other has picked just of yet, so it's going to be a surprise to us as well too. Who knows? We may end up picking the same year, a couple of us, who bloody knows. But what we'll be doing for this episode is you'll be able to let us know and help us out and settle the bet between us which of these video game years was best. So if you have Twitter, there'll be a link in the description of the podcast. Just quickly click on that and let us know which year you thought was the best. And then while you're there, in the comments on Twitter, let us know what year you thought was the best. I'm really curious to hear what everyone's favorite video game year is. And if you don't have Twitter, but you have Spotify, there will also be a poll on Spotify just in the podcast episode. When you click on it, you'll be able to go straight to the poll so you can vote on which year you liked best there. And you can also let us know there in the question. I'll be asking the question there on Spotify, which video game year you like best there. So if you want to let us know that way, you can do it that way as well. Now, before we get kicking with our, we're going to do our runner-up years as well, because it's so fucking hard to choose which year has the best video games. There's been a lot of good years out there. But before we do, Anthony, I want you to let everyone know where they can find that great podcast that you do.
You can find the podcast that me and my mate Jaden do over at What Do You Think About This Podcast, WDYTAT on Twitter, Yeah, that's it. If you define the podcast, you can either go through our links on the Twitter, or you can find us where all good podcasts are sold. Your Amazon, your Apple, your Spotify, all available for all your listening ears. 11 episodes across 5 years, something like that. We're very slow. I'm sure we'll have... I said this last time, I think I was on an episode of this. There'll be a new episode out by the time that's not happening. It'll happen eventually. We got to find a topic we want to talk about. We got one in mind, but I think we might save it till the end of the year at this point, because I think we're just going to wait and see how the year pans out before we divulge our thoughts.
Well, look, those episodes are always great to listen to at any time. You've got a fair few in the bank there now, and yeah, they're timeless, especially if you've checked out the content they're talking about. It's always fun to get involved in the conversation. And if you want to hear more Jaden, unless, you know, something happens and we have to reschedule or whatever, next week's episode, Jaden will be popping on the show. So yeah, look forward to that. Jaden obviously being the other co-host of What Do You Think About This?
Yes.
Ooh. But you know what? I want to know what you guys think about your favorite video game years. So as I mentioned at the start, we've each picked a runner-up, and then we've also each picked the year that we want to pitch to the audience, and that's what we're going to be having people voting on. So starting off with our runner-up, who wants to get this cracking, lads? Who wants to kick us off?
Ooh, I don't mind jumping in.
Ooh,
yep.
Aaron, what's your runner-up?
All right. All right. School's in session, guys. I'm going to take you back to an easier time, back when Independence Day was the most popular film, when Tickle Me Elmo was released, when Mad Cow Disease was running rampant, and when blue M&Ms were all the rage. That year, my friends, is 1996. And in 1996, a 10-year-old me was extremely excited for the list I'll quickly run through. I'll just shout out the names, and then you guys can bank them up and see what you think. 1996 saw the release of Resident Evil, Warcraft 2, Beyond the Dark Portal expansion, Super Mario 64, Mortal Kombat Trilogy, Muppet Treasure Island, Micro Machines 2, Command & Conqueror, Red Alert, Crash Bandicoot, Tomb Raider, Pokemon Red and Blue, Duke Nukem 3D, Super Mario RPG, Mario Kart 64, Diablo, Quake, Street Fighter Alpha 2, X-Men versus Street Fighter. I know you like that one, Anthony. And we got Metal Slug on there. We got House of the Dead, Street Fighter EX, Killer Instinct Gold, Monster Truck Madness, and Daytona USA coming to Sega Saturn.
Ooh.
That made it the year.
That's a good year.
Yeah, that's a banger. I think
that's loaded.
For me there, I was still really, really young. Like 1996, I was 5. So I think the only ones I got to enjoy out of all of that, literally the only ones I got to enjoy from that entire year were Pokemon Red and Blue. But those alone are such great titles. I was obsessed with the Pokemon games on Game Boy. That was so fucking good. But yeah, obviously so many of those massive franchises, which a lot of them we still have today. We just had a Diablo come out. Like Doom obviously has been a staple. This is, what an absolute banger of a year.
Yeah, a lot of I think that it's, this was like, what, at the time of a new console's release? So I think it was just a bit after 64. The 64 and the PlayStation. So you got like, all the stuff for the 64, all the stuff for the PlayStation, like, you know, Crash Bandicoot, Tomb Raider, and a bunch of other titles. Like, just shit is filling the market because they need stuff for their new consoles, and a lot of it is very good.
I think it's most memorable for me because I was a 10-year-old kid, and I'm used to 2D games at that time, right? Playing the Super Nintendo, Donkey Kong Country, all of that. And I walk into the local Big W, to the game section there. They got the TV and the kiosk, if you guys remember. And they got the new Nintendo 64 for like $600, and I'm watching Mario 64 for the first time. Like, I'm taking in 3D, go-anywhere kind of looking franchise like Mario, and my mind was just absolutely blown. It's a feeling I've never had in gaming since that moment.
It's definitely a significant moment in gaming. that, yeah, it kind of can't be recreated. The closest we've gotten is, like, VR, but even then, we're still not fully there yet, so it's, like, hard to say.
Yeah, that's a banger of a year, and it goes to show your actual year you've chosen must be a really good one. And, there is just so many good years to choose from. It was so hard just to narrow down two. Like, we had to expand to make sure we had a runner-up as well. Before we move on, Aaron, did you have anything left to say on 1996?
No, it was a great year. This also was a year that Elder Scrolls Daggerfall came out as well, which kind of propelled Elder Scrolls to be more of a household name in gaming kind of thing and just took off from there. But that's an amazing year. I wish you guys could experience like I did. It was just phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, dang. Yeah, I think I was too busy playing with Tarzos.
No, and I was too busy being in my dad's sack.
Important stuff.
Yeah, fucking, I had to be there, man. You had to be there.
Oh, dear, man. Oh, Anthony, you know what I need to have? Your runner-up favorite video game year.
This one's a bit of a cheat.
What?
You'll see why. Because I'm not going to lie, I was tempted to put this one as my actual choice. But because of the caveat that I'm about to explain, there's a reason why I felt I couldn't do that. So my runner-up is 2023.
Hey! I might have thought it might have been, yeah.
Because, at least for me, this has been, like, my year for gaming. There's been so many fucking games that, at least me personally, I'm just like, this is for Anthony. No one else. Everyone else can go play whatever you want. I don't give a fuck. This is my year. Like, obviously, Street Fighter VI alone, just fucking end of discussion, really. But beyond that, there's, like, the Baldur's Gate 3 full release on PlayStation systems and PC. There's Tears of the Kingdom, which even though I haven't gotten that far in, I was enjoying the hell out of. And I'm very glad when I'll be able to return to it. There's other games that I haven't fully checked out yet, like the RE4 remake, the fucking, what was it? What else was there? There was another huge one.
Dead Space remake?
Dead Space remake, which I'm going to play for Halloween at this point.
Ooh.
And then Jedi Star Wars Survivor, or sorry, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, anyway. even though that game was a bit of a mess, I still liked my time with it, and I'm still glad that I played it. And then there's just all the games that haven't even come out yet, like fucking Spider-Man. And like, oh, what the fuck else? There was another one that I was like, holy shit, that's coming out. And I forgot about it. And I'm like, fuck.
Alan Wake 2. Assassin's Creed Mirage is still yet to come out. We still got Frontiers of Pandora.
Mario Wonder. Yeah.
Sonic Superstars.
So it's just, yeah, it's like, for me, this might be one of the best years in gaming we've had in a while. And I think you and I had a discussion about it, Zach, off pod, obviously, that I think really summed up, which is that this is a year where it wasn't like one specific genre or one specific like kind of game was coming out and that's what was really good. It feels like every month there's one or two like huge games for a specific genre, and they're just the fucking best that the genre has seen in a while.
Yeah, like, I just started looking at a list, and there were so many I forgot. There's like Diablo 4.
Exactly.
Things like Pikmin 4, which like I enjoyed, but loads of people were a fan of on the Nintendo side.
That's some people's game of the year.
Hogwarts Legacy. Hollow Knight Silk Song. Holy shit.
Shut the fuck up. No, it isn't real.
Dredge.
But
so
Dredge.
Much.
Dredge. No. as many good games as did come out this year and that are going to come out, because the year isn't over yet, I didn't feel comfortable putting it at my best like year of gaming, even though for me personally, this is probably one of the higher ones. Like so many of some of my favorite games came out this year and just,
Oh, you're absolutely right, Anthony. I think we had this conversation just in passing when trying to figure out what years we wanted to pick for this episode. Hmm. And yeah, I could have easily have picked this as my year or my runner-up year as well too. This year's just been absolute killer for all the reasons you said. All those games I've loved as well too. I've spent so much time in Tears of the Kingdom. I've even loved some of like the AA stuff, like Immortals of Avium. I had a great time with that, even though, you know, a lot of people didn't like it and that game totally flopped, because it is just such a good year and there is no room for a 7 in this year. Oh, and Baldur's Gate 3 alone, that game is just a fucking revelation. That game is just... holy shit. How can anyone make a CRPG after Baldur's Gate 3 at this point? I feel like Larian are just... They're rock stars of that genre. Aaron, has 2023 been a cracker for you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, it has been. I've had such a great time this year. So many different games. One that stands out to me the most is probably Sea of Stars, which I wasn't expecting to love as much as I did. I kind of got really excited before it came out, but then when it came out, my God. But now Spider-Man's around the corner, and I love the 2D stuff. You know me, guys. I love my old Marios, my old Sonics, and they're all coming back bright and fresh with a new design and all. I'm just so excited to see what's next.
Oh, yes. Anthony, anything left to say on this current year, that is 2023?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be a discussion about one of the best years in gaming if we didn't bring up the pinnacle, the goats, if you will. Gollum.
Oh, that came out this year.
It
oh,
did.
Shit.
That's why it's the best year in gaming, baby. Gollum. Gollum sweep. I can't wait for the Game Awards to just be Gollum in every category. Oh. Best performance. Whoever the fuck played Gollum, I don't know. Give him the award.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm regretting picking my runner-up now because it doesn't contain Gollum. Shit. But I guess, you know what? I may as well just say it anyway. Mm. Now, this one just as easily could have been my choice of year to put forth to the people, but it was excruciating to decide whether or not I wanted to do this one. But this one, I think, marks a time in my gaming life where, I don't know, I was still in the midst of depression, so games were like a really massive escape for me. And there were just so many games that year that really just, I don't know, just that really helped me escape, because the games were just so good. I got so engrossed in those worlds that, yeah, it was just such a fucking good time. And the year I'm talking about is 2018. So I'll just list off the heavy hitters from 2018. So we have Red Dead Redemption 2, The Return of Obra Dinn, Shadow of the Colossus Remake, Celeste, God of War, which won the DICE Game of the Year Award and also had Game of the Year at the Game Awards. We had Astrobot Rescue Mission, Gree, Monster Hunter World, which is Capcom's best-selling game to date. It took Monster Hunter into the West and just made it absolutely explode. Spider-Man, the sequel to that, which was coming out later this year. Hitman 2, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, which is still the one that's ruling the meta right now. Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Hollow Knight, and Dragon Ball FighterZ. Or is it Dragon Ball Fighters? I don't know.
It's Fighters.
Okay, Dragon Ball Fighters. There are just so many bangers that year. Like Red Dead 2, God of War, and Spider-Man alone just had me spending so many hours on my PlayStation. It was absolutely ridiculous. I remember Spider-Man, I pre-ordered the deluxe edition on the Sony store so I could play it right away at midnight. I took the day off work the next day and just, I stayed up to like 3 or 4 a.m. playing Spider-Man. Oh, dearie me. Yeah, this year was just a massive year for me. God of War is probably my favorite game of all time, if the second one hasn't taken over it. So, yeah, absolutely killer year with lots of massive titles. Anthony, what did you think of 2018?
This was actually going to be, at one point, my runner-up. but this is before I even considered 2023 as an option. I was going strictly with years that had been completed. Happened. Yeah, 2018 was going to be my runner-up as well, because frankly, it is a, as you've already mentioned, with just the list of games you come up with, it's like, it is a fucking stacked year. Like, all you really have to say is God of War, Red Dead 2, and Spider-Man, and it's just like, pack up and leave. Just you're fucking done. Like, the rest of the year's irrelevant. But it isn't, and that's the good part. It has so many other good games that came out that year that are incredible. And yeah, like, I forgot that Monster Hunter World and FighterZ came out that year, because I remembered they came out in the same day, which was always very funny in Australia. It was on Australia Day. It's very weird. So you have everyone going out to barbecues, and I'm just there at EB like, open up, I want my FighterZ. But no, it's a good year. It's 2018 was one of the, like, very good years for video games in that generation. It's so good. So yeah, I can see why it's here, which makes me wonder what your top year is going to be then.
Very interesting. Yeah, I love this year. It's an amazing year, especially for PlayStation. They did so well this year. I think the only notable one on the Xbox side was like Forza Horizon 4, I think. Sea of Thieves, but that's every year. But the one that stood out to me the most in 2018 as well is Far Cry 5, which is my favorite Far Cry game. Absolutely love that game with the music, the open world, the story, oh God, that was so good. That was totally engrossed. I had a projector at the time projecting onto my wall, and it was like a 100-inch projector, and it was just 4K playing Far Cry and just this massive screen. Oh God, take me back.
It's funny you bring up Far Cry 5, because just this year they released the 60 frames per second update for PS5 and Xbox Series X. And because of that, I went back and got the Platinum, because I'm like, hey, what better a time to do it? And yeah, I totally forgot that came out that year. It just goes to show what an absolutely stacked year that was. And speaking on this year, like, not only did it have games that really, like, helped me in the tough spot I was with my mental health, like God of War and Spider-Man. In 2019 was the year when I got my mental health all in check and started the podcast and decided to ask Lockie if he wanted to start the podcast with me. The whole reason why we started the podcast was because we started chatting about Monster Hunter World. My poor housemate Chris was sitting there and just sat there silently because he doesn't play video games, while Lockie and I talked about Monster Hunter World for like an hour straight. We just had such a good time chatting about it. And after that, I was like, hey, I've been looking for someone to start this podcast with. Would you be down to like record an episode screwing around? And lo and behold, I've still entrapped him to recording once a week with me to this very day, over 4 years down the track. So, 2018, definitely a big deal for me in a whole bunch of ways. So, holy shit. All right, we've got our runner-ups out of the road. And I think it goes to show how good our actual choices are going to be with how massive those runner-ups were. May as well just keep doing this in the same order. Now, just a reminder for everybody, there will be in the description of the podcast down below a link to Twitter where you can vote on which one of these years is your favorite year. Help us settle this bet between us. Or if you don't want to do that and you have Spotify, you can do it in the Spotify poll as well, just in the episode there. And also just, let us know what your favorite year was as well too. I really want to know, because this is a lot of fun. Aaron,
all right,
what are you going to bat with?
In this year, you had the US President Bill Clinton was impeached over the Lewinsky scandal.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
You got our Prime Minister was John Howard in Australia. Google was founded this year. The Faculty movie was out, and one of my favorite horror films even to this day. And it was Britney Fever with Baby One More Time being the number one single. I'm talking about 1998 was my favorite year.
Yeah.
Favorite year in video games. It saw two different types of games. You had a lot of sequels, prequels, and reimaginings. And then you had some brand new games, which are also revolutionary. So just quickly running through the list of sequels, prequels, and reimaginings. Mm-hmm. You had F-Zero X, Marvel vs. Capcom, Metal Gear Solid. You had Pokemon Yellow. You had Resident Evil 2, Sonic Adventure, Street Fighter Alpha 3, House of the Dead 2, Fallout 2, Tomb Raider 3, Turok 2, Need for Speed 3, Hot Pursuit, Link's Awakening DX, Mortal Kombat Trilogy. When it comes to the new games, you had Banjo-Kazooie, Mario Party, Gex Enter the Gecko, Half-Life, Medieval, Parasite Eve, Spyro the Dragon, Soul Calibur, Grim Fandango. When it came to ports, you had two ports from arcade to the consoles. Virtua Fighter 3, Tekken 3 were the two ports that year. I also left off five out of that list, which are the most five influential games that I still would consider these to this day that came out that year. Those five games, if you're ready for it. Number one is the highest rated Metacritic game of all time, still to this day. Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time came out this year. Number one. Completely reimagined and changed the landscape of 3D gaming. StarCraft came out this year as a second. Mario Party came out this year as a third. Snake on Nokia phones came out this year, which spearheaded... yep.
I mean,
it spearheaded mobile gaming. Proved that mobile could actually be a fun place to play video games. And the last one was also another big revolution. It's actually in its name. It is Dance Dance Revolution came out this year by Konami. So there you go. All the heavy hitters, 1998. I'm glad you're sitting down, boys.
Yeah, that's an absolutely killer year. And that's you're starting to see a bit more PlayStation... Mm-hmm. Love in that one as well, too, is Spyro the Dragon. Well, surely there was a Crash Bandicoot that came out that year as well, too.
Three.
Oh, my God. Crash Bandicoot.
Three.
Oh, three?
Yeah, three was that year.
Oh, three was so good. Oh. Crash Bandicoot warped. Oh, you're going through time and shit. Fuck. Ah, Naughty Dog. Yeah. Ah, that's such
insane.
A good year. I played the fuck out of Tekken 3, you best believe it. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I was always the breakdancing dude, and I'd do a move where he goes on his head and does, like, a spinny kick, and I'd just spam that shit just over and over and over again. That was a lot of fun. Tekken 3 was... Oh, yeah, I played the crap out of some Tekken 3. There was, like, replays that'd show you of you kicking your friend's ass right after you kick their ass, but with cool angles and shit. So fucking cool. I didn't mention Crash Bandicoot 3. There was like a cheat code you could do at the very start, which took you into a demo for Spyro the Dragon. And it was like nothing that they included on the manual or anything like that. You had to like look it up in a fucking gaming magazine or something. It was so fucking cool. Oh, what a different time in gaming.
The only one I want to reiterate there, and I know I mentioned it, but guys, you need to soak in this. Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time came out this year, and we're talking about the highest Metascoring game of all time. Till this day, no one else has scored a 99 on Metacritic. No one. No game. It had enjoyable exploration. It had an incredible story. It had dungeon exploration, which is unrivaled. It was groundbreaking when it became when it took all the good features of the 2D games and added new detail to bring it to the 3D era. It paved the way for so many 3D combat games. The music is absolutely next level, and Z targeting to lock onto enemies was perfect. Just incredible, just on that game on its own. So good.
Indeed. I want to... This shows you how fucking... Oh, forget how crazy 1998 is. There are a few games that came out this year that are, like, I think worth talking about that just, because, again, this year's so stacked, just didn't come up in your list. So there was, like, Panzer Dragoon Saga.
Oh, yeah.
Oddworld Abe's Odyssey.
Ooh, you can fart.
Yeah. what was the other one I saw? Xenogears, which people know today. It's Xenoblade Chronicles. That's how we eventually get to Xenoblade Chronicles, is Xenogears. There was another one here that... Oh, the original Baldur's Gate, which...
Oh, yeah.
Relevant for my one that I just brought up. And because you brought up Bill Clinton, I have to bring up Guilty Gear because it's one of the funniest fucking things. Look up Bill Clinton Guilty Gear in your spare time. It's hilarious.
I will now.
Because it's just, this was before he got impeached, obviously. But what there was a Guilty Gear advertising pamphlet that was like, kill your friends, guilt-free. And so Bill Clinton is using that as an example of like a video game's too violent or something. He's like, you see what it says right here? Kill your friends, guilt-free. And it's like, holy shit, that's it's like Guilty Gear, like, was recognized by the president for a stupid reason, but that's just funny.
So good.
And it's just
so
fucking good. Hell. It's like, oh. So, yeah.
I can't tell you how many nights I had. Like, I was 12 at the time. And, like, it was all about, you know, birthdays and having your mates around. And Mario Party just wore every joystick out. We just got so addicted to that, trying to beat each other. It was the most fun, multiplayer fun you could possibly have back then. So good.
Yeah. No, the original year of Anthony was a good year.
Love it. Welcome to the world. Best year. Mm.
Good year.
Oh, dear. I'm sad I missed out on so many good Nintendo games. Nintendo was just on fire throughout all of the 90s. And look, we had it good on PlayStation as well, too. But I don't know. You can't deny that catalog. Like, Nintendo
it's
64 was
stacked.
Just a... It was a hell of a console. It really was. Nintendo was just firing on all cylinders. I'm hoping the year that you've picked, Anthony, is going to be firing all cylinders. Just quickly before we do, sorry, Aaron, did you have anything else to say on 1998?
No, I pretty much covered it. I think it was just an incredible year and, you know, it spawned a lot of games that we still love and enjoy right now. So hats off to that year.
Fuck yes. Oh. And yeah, if Aaron's year was your favorite year, make sure you go and vote on Spotify or Twitter. Anthony, what was yours?
Okay. So to segue off of the last things you said, speaking of a year that's Nintendo firing off all cylinders and there's a hats off.
Okay. I think I know where you're going with this.
I'm going with 2017, launch of the Switch, which is where that comes from. Shout out to co-host of mine, Jaden, for bringing this to my attention, because we were talking about it casually, just like, oh, I need to think of a good year I've been sitting on this year. And then he said, what about 2017? And I was just like, holy shit, yeah, 2017. I forgot about 2017. Because just a quick rundown, similar to what Aaron did, you've got Breath of the Wild, Super Mario Odyssey, Horizon Zero Dawn, Nier Automata, Divinity Original Sin 2, the Hollow Knight PC release, Cuphead, Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice, What Remains of Edith Finch, which I've heard very good things about, have not played it, Injustice 2, Assassin's Creed Origins, Uncharted The Lost Legacy, Xenoblade Chronicles 2, The Evil Within 2, Middle Earth Shadow of War, Little Nightmares, fucking hell, The Prey remake, or reboot, I think it actually is more accurate, A Hat in Time, Wolfenstein The New Colossus, that's just the stuff in the top 50, I'm not going to keep going, that's like an insane list already, it's a fucking crazy year, and that's not including, like, some crazy DLCs for very specific games that came out that were also incredible. That's not including, again, other releases I just don't have time to get to. But, yeah, 2017 was an insanely good year. And I will add the caveat, even though technically it came out in Japan in 2016, Persona 5 did come out in the West in 2017, and that game is fucking... Ooh, good game. But... weird one because it's like 2017 in the West, 2016 Japan. But yeah, I don't know. I'll leave it to you guys. What do you think about one of the best years, in my opinion? Well,
yeah, incredible year, mate. Yeah. You also had Bayonetta that year as well, which was just amazing.
Oh, Bayonetta 2 or
no? I think it was the first one, wasn't it? In 2017.
No, Bayonetta came out in 2009.
Might have been the re-release
for the Wii U. That's why I'm thinking of Bayonetta 2.
You might be right.
Did Bayonetta 2 come out yet that year? No way. If Bayonetta 2 came out.
No, it was a...
Was it a port, was it, that came out? Maybe I got that wrong.
Must have been a port.
It was probably this... I think it was the Switch version.
Must have been. It must have been the Switch version, which I think came out... Yeah. Must have been... It's the Switch version. No, you're all right. What else could... I mean, just to go over some other ones that I did miss, if there's anyone relevant.
Did you say Nier Automata?
Yeah, Nier Automata came out 2017.
Oh, God, that was such a good one. And I'm pretty sure you said Resident Evil 7 as well, too.
Yeah, 7 Biohazard came out.
Oh, dang.
There's some fucking... Oh.
Did you guys get into Injustice 2? That came out that year.
I liked Injustice 2. I played the shit out of it. It might be the NetherRealm game that I've played the most. I really like it.
I loved Injustice 2 as well, too. I thought the story was absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm actually a fan of the Injustice games over the Mortal Kombat games. I was kind of disappointed to hear there wasn't an Injustice 3, and instead we're getting fucking... Yeah. We got Mortal Kombat 1.
I'm kind of there with you.
But yeah, I was looking at 2017 very, very closely. Like, Horizon Zero Dawn alone, I love that game. That game is so fucking good. It was... I'd never played anything like it at that point. It's just the graphical fidelity, but also with such fun gameplay where you're taking down those robotic monsters and dinosaurs and different robotic animals with this fantastic story. Oh, Horizon Zero Dawn is one of my favorite games of all time. That alone, fantastic. I didn't like Breath of the Wild as much as what other people did, but I still had a really, really good time with it. There's no denying that it's a fantastic game. And yeah, there's stuff that I didn't get to until like the year after, things like you mentioned Wolfenstein, the New Colossus. That the story in that is fucking insanity. It is one of the craziest plots in any game I've ever played, and I'd recommend it. It's pretty cheap to play these days. I recommend going back and checking it out. God, Uncharted Lost Legacy. I love that game. It's so good. One of the best Uncharted games. I might even like it more than Uncharted 4. I don't know. It is really, really good, and it's a bit of a tighter Uncharted experience. I nearly picked this as my runner-up. I nearly picked this as my main year.
Yeah.
I really, really, really love this year. I 2017 and 2018 next to each other, we were just so spoiled at that part of the game generation. It's absolutely insane. Do you have a love for any of the franchises from any more of the franchises from 2017, Aaron, or any of the ones that we've mentioned that mean a lot to you?
Oh no, you guys nailed it there. There's just so many good games in 2017. I remember having fond memories. I think I keep getting it wrong, because 18 and 17, like you said, Zach, they're very similar. I get confused. I think Mario Kart came out.
Mario Odyssey was out.
Mario Odyssey?
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Yeah. That was 2017.
That was 17. I remember playing that.
Because it launched with the Switch.
Yep. Yep. Awesome. Yep. I do remember playing
And also,
that.
I think that Mario plus Rabbids game, that started this year. This year. 2017.
Yep. Mm. Yep. That was fun.
So crazy.
Good year.
Insane. Yeah, no, that's a absolutely killer year, Anthony, and a definitely a contender when it comes to picking. I'm so curious to see what people are going to pick out of all these. Before we move on to my pick, Anthony, do you have anything left to say on 2017?
If nothing else has convinced you, I'm going to say once again, similar to Gollum, I must reveal to you the key to making this year truly great. Knack 2. That is all.
Still a fantastic meme to this very day.
I literally did go through like the 2017 list, like, oh shit, Knack fucking 2, baby. Let's go.
Oh, dearie me. Well, if you thought 2017 was the best gaming year, out of the ones we're picking anyway, make sure you go and vote on Twitter or on Spotify. You'll be able to find that in the description of the podcast. But as for my year that I have picked, Oh, let me take you back to a time, the global financial crisis. We were still in the upheaval of all of that and still dealing with all of that. Barack Obama had just become president. Bitcoin was invented. Oh, God. What a year it was. What a time it was to be alive back in 2009. Oh, when I poured over the years, once I fully looked into 2009, it was just my main pick, and then everything else was fighting for runner-up after that. All the runner-ups I could have picked from, I feel like could be anyone's favorite year in gaming, but for this, for me, this just had to be it. So I'm going to list off all of the heavy hitters that I could find from that year. We had Flower, Flow, New Super Mario Brothers Wii, Silent Hill, Shattered Memories, Bayonetta, The Sims 3, Machinarium, don't know what that one is, Yakuza 3, Every Day the Same Dream, Mad World, Dragon Age Origins, Final Fantasy VIII, Left 4 Dead 2, Borderlands, Killzone 2, DJ Hero, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Street Fighter 4, it came to arcade in 2008, but it came to PC and console in 2009, Demon's Souls, Uncharted 2 Among Thieves, which got DICE's Game of the Year award, Batman Arkham Asylum, Infamous, Assassin's Creed 2, and Ratchet and Clank Future, A Crack in Time. Now, this was such a belter of a year that I feel like I'm probably still leaving stuff off this list, but we're talking about games that define their genres and change the video game landscape as we know it today. Assassin's Creed 2 was the game that solidified Assassin's Creed as Ubisoft's biggest franchise that it has, and whether you like it or not, has had such a big effect on open world gaming. We have a game that we call like a Ubisoft like now. As games that I love, like Ghost of Tsushima, have borrowed heavily from the Ubisoft open world formula that was set up all the way back in Assassin's Creed 2. Batman Arkham Asylum, some could argue you wouldn't have games like Middle-Earth Shadow of War or Spider-Man if Batman Arkham Asylum never existed. It introduced this free-flow combat system which has been emulated in so many awesome action games to this day. Uncharted 2 Thieves solidified Uncharted as one of Sony's biggest franchises in its history, one of Naughty Dog's biggest franchises in its history. It turned Naughty Dog from the studio that makes like these mascot platformy games to these cinematic experiences which are on par with going and seeing a film. There are so many just absolute bangers of games. Many more I could go into. It's just a killer year, and just set the stage for a lot of the games that we're playing today. Lads, who wants to go first on 2009?
I was just going to say, I forget. Did you include Minecraft and League of Legends in your list?
Did I miss Minecraft?
Listening to your list, and all I could think of was Minecraft and League of Legends came out that year. If we're going to talk about defining fucking games.
I love Minecraft. How did I miss that?
Insane games. Like, Arkham Asylum, Modern Warfare 2, Assassin's Creed 2, Uncharted 2, Among Thieves, Dragon Age Origins, Left 4 Dead 2. There's a lot of great 2s this year. There's Halo 3 ODST, which people still say is the best game.
So good.
Like, ever. So like, good. Infamous, a personal favorite of mine, as you mentioned. Bayonetta. Oh, fucking hell. oh my god. Yeah, Demon's Souls. Holy shit.
Oh god, Demon's Souls. It's set up from software. We wouldn't have Elden Ring if it weren't for Demon's Souls. That's where all of the from software like games came from.
Did that also come out?
I think I know the one you're talking about.
It's not the same level, but hold on. I'm going to see.
I think I know the one you're about to say.
Plants vs. Zombie came out in 2009. Sorry, I have to bring that up. I don't know. I don't know if that was the game you thought I was going to say, but that's a me cut. That's a me
it
cut.
It actually wasn't, and I'm just going to check to make double check that it did come out this year.
Oh, and I see why Minecraft wasn't there, because Minecraft was first made public in 2009, but it wasn't fully released until 2011.
Okay, that makes more sense timeline-wise, but yeah, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's a big oversight. Minecraft is... I think Minecraft is in the top three best-selling games in history.
Yeah.
It's like up
and
there.
Like
with
I said,
Tetris.
League of Legends as well. Just ugh.
Like yeah. Oh yeah.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
The biggest esport, League of Legends. Holy fuck! Yeah. I didn't even realize how crazy a year 2009 was.
There's like so many games. Oh my god.
Aaron, what do you think of 2009?
Holy shit! There's more in there. Like there's just more in there that I can't believe I that was 2009. Like I loved the I liked the Bethesda game Wet. That came out that year as well, which was an awesome game. I remember Wolverine Origins came out that year, which is like the best Wolverine game ever made, period, until Insomniac.
It's the only good, one.
Yeah.
Like, it's very good.
Not as good as the tie-in movie, though. That movie was so good.
Yeah, the best Fear came out that game as well, number two. That was just such a fucking good... Oh, my God, I just want to go back and play that. And then my very first Resident Evil that I ever played came out that year as well, which was...
Oh, yeah, five came out, yeah.
Yeah, Resi 5 came out that year. And that got me into Resi, believe it or not. I went back from there.
Yeah, no.
Just such a great year.
Final one I'm going to mention is Heart Gold and Soul Silver came out, and like, still the best Pokemon game.
Street Fighter 4.
Was
Street Fighter 4 that year, Anthony, or was it the year after?
The console and home release was
that year.
So yeah, still very important though. Yeah, arcade it was like mid to late 2008. Sorry, but yeah. Still very important. Like, holy shit, yeah. Mm. Street Fighter in a home again. More.
Well, yeah, Street Fighter 4, like, ruled the meta up until 6, right? Like, 5 was a little bit of a flop?
No, like, just because of the way content cycles worked, 5 was the game that everyone played, but 4 was considered the better game. Like, in the people's court, 4 was easily the better game and the one that people preferred to play. So yeah, you're right in that aspect though. Like 6 trumped 4 finally and as like, oh shit, a new good Street Fighter game. Only took 10 years.
More than 10,
actually.
Anthony, anything else you wanted to say on 2009?
No, just that... and again, it shows the difference in, I guess, just, yeah, who we were. This is probably, like, my, like, 1996 for Aaron, I guess, where it's, like, I was a younger man, and it's, like, so much shit I was playing was just becoming, like, oh, this is gonna define me as, like, a gaming person. It's, like, holy shit, like, so much of this is, like, gonna, like, be my shit. I go back to, like, yeah, when you went down that list, I was, like, oh, fuck, how was this not my year? Because, like, fuck. It's like, I talk about all of these games as like, holy shit, these are amazing.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 is still my favorite Call of Duty game. There was like these akimbo shotguns that you could use that were totally OP and totally broke the multiplayer, and people would get so mad when you would use them, but it was so fun just getting crazy kill streaks with those. I waited at the midnight release for that one. I was so excited for that one. Batman Arkham Asylum, I downloaded the demo and I played that so many times. I reckon it must have been like 20 times before I went down and bought that game. I love Batman Arkham Asylum. I'm still such a massive fan of that series. I'm so disappointed to see everything that's happened with Suicide Squad so far. God, I hope that game ends up being good. Uncharted 2 was probably my favorite game of that year. I didn't know video games could be that. It was just this year that just blew my mind. I think the PS3 was still quite new. I think it was like in the second or third year in its life cycle. Mm. So we were just starting to really see what the PS3 can do. And yeah, just holy shit, what a year. I was just fresh out of high school. I was in year 12 during 2009. So This is what I was contending with when I should have been studying for my HSC.
Hey.
Thankfully, back then, I had no money, so I couldn't afford to be playing all of these. Yep. If it was this time, if it came out at this point in my life, I'd be broke right now.
I'm just going to drop another one in there, too, in 2009, guys. I don't know if you ever played it, but it kind of took me by surprise. I was always, like, a big fan of, like, comedies in the 90s, and there was one called Ghostbusters I'm sure you guys have heard of. There was...
Oh, yeah, that game.
There was an official game that came out that year, and it had the original voice actors, and it was actually decent, like, really good.
Yeah. It's like the
only... people still talk about that when the multiple shitty Ghostbusters games that have come out since come out. They'll be like, there was a good one at one point.
There was a good one. We swear to God.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I always forget about that. Yeah, crazy.
Oh,
and Left 4 Dead 2. Like,
yeah, again, Left 4 Dead.
Like, that just
Left 4
that
Dead
pretty
2,
much wins
Minecraft
it.
And like, LOL,
yeah, on its
like,
own.
It's like shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like holy shit.
What an absolute killer year. Good luck, audience, choosing between these 3 years, because you got three absolute bangers to choose from, spanning three decades as well.
Yeah.
Too, I only just noticed. So. Yeah. Make sure you'll be able to find the description of the podcast down below, the Twitter poll. Let us know Aaron's year, 1998, Anthony's year, 2017, or Zach's year, 2009. What was your favorite of those three? And sound off in the comments and let us know what your favorite video game year was. I love to know. It's so much fun talking about this shit. Or if you don't have Twitter and you have Spotify, there's a poll there where you can go and give your thoughts there. I'll amalgamate the scores together. And I'll be asking the question in Spotify as well too of what your favorite video game year was. Please be sure to let us know. I'm so excited to know. Lads, thank you so much for joining us for that bonus episode of News to Reviews. That was so much fun, just gushing about games and getting nostalgic and talking about awesome games. And I was just transported back to those times. It was so much fun. Anthony, thank you for joining us.
That's
where
all right.
Can everyone
Love
find your podcast?
You can find me over at Sorry, I had a fucking mental blank there. Jesus. Where am I? Who am I? Who's Anthony? You can find the podcast that Jaden and I make over at WDYTAT Pod on Twitter or wherever good podcasts are sold. And Jaden, he's going to be on a new episode. Woo-wee. Oh, dear. Oh. I need some water.
Oh, yes. Make sure you go and check out Anthony's podcast. It's so much fun. The most recent episode I was on, we were talking about The Last of Us, the TV show, and the games. It was a lot of fun. Gets a little bit contentious here and there. We don't agree on absolutely everything, but for the most part, it is a gush session on just how good that IP is. Oh, those games and that show. So fucking good. And Aaron, it was so fucking good having you on this bonus episode. Thanks for letting us know your favorite year.
Oh, lovely, mate. You know, I'm always back in here, ready to go, hot seat, ready to school everyone with my bad opinions. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And look, I won't put either of you on the spot this time. I think I'll do the words of wisdom. Remember, your best year is the year that you're living right now. Make it your best year. But if you don't make it your best year, that's okay as well. Try again next year.
And usually your best year is 2 to 3 years into your console life cycle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dearie me. Oh, God, we didn't even talk about 2020. That was such a good year. Mm. I just fucking... Oh, God. Anyway.
I forgot how good it was.
We've got to end the show. Thanks again, lads, for joining us for this bonus episode. And everyone out there, please, take care of yourselves and take care of one another.